Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty he might become rich.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I use a short form. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with the true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? The servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
From St. Paul to Timothy, the last paragraph, St. Paul says, "It's my wish then that in every place the men should pray, lifting up your holy hands if there's anger or argument." So this time we have to practice, although it's so concerned you, but also for our Hong Kong people. There's so much anger between one another, right? Nobody denies this. For better or for worse, we are tempted by the devil. Because whenever you are angered, there is no peace. The first word Jesus appeared after his resurrection, he said, "Peace be with you." When this argument, when there's no prayer, there's always anger inside. There's no peace. There's not the presence of the Lord. We're fortunate that Jesus promised, "Where two or three united in my name, I am in your midst." So I think you have 300,000 people, Filipino people in Hong Kong, right? Christians, at least 99%, no? But at least the other, even not Christian, not Catholic, but they're Christians. I don't think you have any Muslim coming to Hong Kong, except for Malaysia. Malaysia is more, you have. Anyway, Jesus promised that he bring peace to the world, not just by word, by deeds. If you, we, your 300,000, and also Catholic people in Hong Kong, Chinese also, the same number. So we are united in prayer, Jesus' presence, Jesus will change the society. If no change yet, we have to confess ourselves. We don't live well our calling. To pray together, it doesn't mean all the time we sit together. with one heart, one mind, to pray for our people. Offer your suffering. Intention, just pray for peace. We need this kind of presence of the Lord in the society. We don't have. Whenever we want to fight one another, whether by words or by deeds, it's not the presence of Jesus. At least we tried less arguments with your people. Be peace, at peace with all your people. When you have peace, you have the presence of the Lord. When we have the presence of the Lord, Jesus will work miracles. Jesus doesn't like many words. You remember the banquet of Mount Cana, the wedding at Cana. So they finished the wine because there's so many disciples coming with Jesus. They drank all the wine, you know. This is my argument, but it's not true. And then Our Lady just told Jesus, they don't have wine. The first response, this is not our business. But Our Lady didn't argue. He just tell the people, do whatever the Lord asks you to do. And the first miracle is changing water into wine. We need miracles today through our belief. Simple belief. Just in a daily prayer, Lord, we don't have enough patience. Peace. Give us the strength. So, start from today. We don't know when we can stop this kind of turmoil in the society. But it doesn't matter. Whatever the will of God, we just say yes. This is our cross. Your cross, our cross also. Doesn't matter. Just be happy. Be peaceful. Be joyful. And this is what Jesus wants us to share his life. So even the signs of time when you read the newspapers, it sometimes makes you angry, want to accuse this and that. Only thing we can do as a Christ follower, bless them. That's all. Nothing. No argument. No comment. Who doesn't make mistake? When you say they make mistake, are you sure you never make mistake? It's different kind of mistakes. But when you tell people, oh, you make this, da 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 da. We are the same. We need conversion also. Don't tell yourself that they need conversion. First of all, I need my conversion. If we completely, our heart belong to the Lord, he will do his thing. So today, it's a kind of preparation for us. The whole week, live in God's hand. First of all, we live in peace with ourselves. The Holy Spirit is inside. Just keep smiling to your people in the house, in the market. Keep smiling. Although some people just cheating you, so expensive, and then you say, you understand, because they understand Chinese, not so divine. Of course, you can ask for less price, but don't shout. Don't tell people that I understand Cantonese. Why you go to? No, this is be gentle. Keep smiling. Jesus, all this time, I think Jesus keeps smiling all the time, right? Can you prove any time Jesus is angry? Can you prove? Even though it's in the marketplace, I mean in the beginning, no? in the synagogue, Jesus pushing the merchant away because they use the place of holy place for business. So they cut them out. But it's justice. But Jesus not really angry. He keeps smiling and cut. Go out, go, 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 go. Right? I don't think Jesus is very angry with me and use the pattern. I don't think Jesus would do this though. So we follow Jesus, right? 100% we be another Jesus. That's what St. Paul said. Today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. Correct? So let us pray for another.